USA Radio News.
The TSA is talking confiscated guns.
There's a new all-time record for the number of guns found at security checkpoints around the country. The TSA is saying 5,972 guns were discovered by officers last year. That easily surpassed the more than 4,400 guns found in 2019. 86% of the weapons found last year were loaded. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Voting legislation that Democrats have tried to push through is on track for defeat. President Joe Biden's own party is poised to let the bill fail as Senators Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema, the two holdout senators, are unwilling to change the Senate rules. And the Biden administration has launched its website for free at-home COVID tests. It's covidtests.gov. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyroot. Have you heard the latest about how vitamin D3 is essential to your health? A new peer-reviewed study showed mortality rates dropped dramatically if a COVID patient has healthy levels of vitamin D. Many studies showed it also helps with healthy weight management, but most Americans are clinically deficient in vitamin D3. Our favorite CBD company, Sons of Liberty CBD, has partnered with a brilliant team of scientists to bring an amazing new vitamin D product to market. Sons of Liberty Vitamin D3 Spray provides 15,000 I use daily. It tastes great. It's in your bloodstream instantly. Everyone should think about supplementation with Sons of Liberty Vitamin D3 Spray. Each bottle contains a 2-month supply and is small enough to take on a plane. For my listeners only, go sonsofliberty.com. This is offering a discount of 15% off every product forever when you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business. Go sonsofliberty.com. Make the healthy choice and choose go sonsofliberty.com. Use code WAR15 to get 15% off.
CDC data showed on Tuesday that the Omicron variant of the coronavirus is now responsible for 99.5% of U.S. cases. Comparatively, the Delta variant reportedly makes up 0.5%. Brown School of Public Health Dean Dr. Ashish Jha spoke to CNBC.
Will there be future variants? Sure, almost surely there will be. The point is, I'm hoping Omicron gives us the lessons we need to manage the rest of this pandemic, however long it lasts, and move to a new normal, where we treat this virus much more as an endemic thing. I'm hoping that this really is the transition variant that gets us into a different footing for future variants and lets us manage them much more effectively.
The GOP Doctors Caucus sent a letter to White House Chief Medical Advisor Anthony Fauci demanding he apologize for calling Senator Roger Marshall of Kansas a moron. The letter blasted President Biden's top medical aide for his lack of professionalism toward the Kansas senator. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell, the veteran CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to listeners. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the buy one, get one free special on Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Call 1-800-951-8175 or go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA.
U.S. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken is traveling to Ukraine and Germany this week.
Secretary of State Anthony Blinken will visit Ukraine this week and meet with President Volodymyr Zelensky as tensions between the United States and Russia compound over a possible Russian invasion of its neighbor. Meetings in Europe last week failed to resolve stark disagreements over Ukraine and other security matters. A group of bipartisan senators, 4 Democrats and 3 Republicans, met with Zelensky and other Ukrainian officials on Monday to reaffirm U.S. support. On Thursday, Blinken will travel to Berlin to meet with the German foreign minister and members of the transatlantic Quad, which consists of U.S., Britain, France, and Germany. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The mostly partisan congressional committee investigating the January 6th events at the U.S. Capitol issued subpoenas to 3 lawyers and a political strategist. Rudy Giuliani, Sidney Powell, Jenna Ellis, and Boris Epstein challenged the 2020 election results. The committee also subpoenaed the phone and text records of Donald Trump Jr. and his fiancée, Kimberly Guilfoyle. The Biden administration says it will significantly expand efforts to stave off catastrophic wildfires by more aggressively thinning forests around hotspots where nature and neighborhoods collide. Officials have crafted a $50 billion plan to more than double the use of controlled fires and logging to reduce vegetation that feeds fires. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.